Welcome back, my love. I'm so glad to see you. I have missed you dearly. Why is it that you always look starstruck when you enter my glade? Are you still not used to my form? If it has nothing to do with my form, then what is it? I'm just so beautiful. I'll take your compliment, darling. But what is it you find so special with me? You can't simply list every detail about me. That's not fair. Fiery red hair that gently covers my breasts. Cute face and slim waist. You even like my cute little tail now? It did take you a while to get used to it. Thank you, though, love. Ever since we first met, I have been feeling more radiant. I had been so lonely out there in the forest, but you have given me a reason to live. These times when we are separated and I am alone once again are manageable, because I know you will come back. Come, you must be weary after your travels. Here, have a drink from the fresh water. Sit and rest your head against me. Listen to the birds chirping from the atop the trees. Listen to the water streaming calmly into the pond. And let my soft voice soothe your thoughts as the sun shines above us. This feels nostalgic, doesn't it? This was where I brought you when I found you that time. It was here that I nurtured you back to health. You had been unconscious for days before you finally awoke. Do you remember what you said when you first opened your eyes again? You said the same thing you did just a few moments ago. A single word. Beautiful. I was shocked to hear your voice. I was doubting my healing abilities and I had almost given up hope for you. But you looked at me and said that wonderful word. You made my heart gleam. You don't remember this? Well, that's all right. I don't think you were very lucid. But I will never forget that the first word you said when you saw me was beautiful. I will treasure that word for as long as I live. But do you remember what happened afterwards? Yes, you noticed my bottom half. Your reaction was interesting, to say the least. You tried to stand up and dash away, but quickly fell since your wound had not fully healed yet. No, my love. Don't apologize. That's in the past now. And I did not take offense at how you reacted. After all, you had never seen one such as me before. I remember it all so clearly as you lay here on the ground, looking at me with terror in your eyes. But the terror quickly turned to curiosity. You allowed me to help you and treat your wounds, as I had done when you were asleep. When I told you about myself, the curiosity in your eyes evolved into amazement. What were the words you used to describe me, my love? Do you recall? No, not beautiful. That's not what I meant. Oh, yes, I remember now. You exclaimed, "You're a deer, but you're a human. You're a dryad. You're a miracle." I had heard of the word dryad before referring to creatures of the forest, but as a servitor, I never thought to be referred to as a miracle by a human. A freak of nature would be more in line with my expectations. It all seems to be so long ago now, but the important part is what lies ahead, our future. I have something to tell you. Do you remember what I told you last time you visited? It's mating season. I must confess, despite trying to act calm, the truth is that I have anticipated your return for more than one reason. The past few days, I have glanced at the entrance to the glade every couple minutes, hoping you would show up and, you know, fuck me. You were the one who taught me that word, and when you showed me what it meant, and now I find myself thinking about it more than I care to admit. I have never been in this position before during these times. Being with someone that I truly love, and I am really nervous. Here, put your head against my chest. Can you hear how fast my heart is beating? It's beating for you. I don't want you to think this happens every year. Mating season doesn't mean I would just go out and find a mate because of the lust in my body. I had never had sex before we met. But it does mean that now that you're here, I can barely contain myself. I have never felt this urge so strongly before, and I think it's because I now have someone I truly love. I feel flushed just talking about it. I understand if you don't want this. You do? Darling, are you sure? I love you too. I feel like the butterflies fluttering inside me will burst. I'm so happy. Then, would you do me the honor, my love? Would you be my mate? I am certain. I want to start a family with you. Then, let's not wait. I am more ready than I will ever be. And your cock is ready too. Get behind me. I will crouch down on my front legs and lay my body down on the grass while raising my hind legs for you. What do you call it last time? Lazy deer? I feel so eager. I can barely keep my legs still. You will have to hold me still. It feels really good to have your hands on my butt. But please, put your dick inside me. Oh. Feel you rubbing it against me. Can't you see how wet I am? I need this. I need you. Please, my love, put it in. Like you just feel a part of me that have been waiting for you. You finally where you belong. Now fuck me. Yeah, just like that. You feel so good inside me, darling. Oh, I love it. I love you. This is bliss. I feel my pussy clenching around you. Can you feel it too? Can you feel how much my pussy is begging for you to take her? Yes. Don't do it. Take me, my love. Hold nothing back. Show me the beast inside you. Come on for me. Oh, fuck! Yes, like that. Slam your cock into me. Tongue on my cute little tail. Yeah, that feels so good. Oh, yeah, my love. I'm yours. I am only yours. Forever. I want your babies. I want to be your family. Put your hands on my... So mark me. Mark me as yours. Brand me. Oh, fuck. I want to feel your seed in me. I want you to drown my pussy with your cum. Breathe me. Breathe me, my love. Breathe me. I can't keep my balance. You need to help me. I will fall. Oh, shit. This feels so fucking good. I can't stand you longer. Dear, and claim her. I want it. Show me how much you want it too. Please, please. I know. I'm coming. No, I'm coming. Come with me. Fuck! Fuck! You did it. I might not be the only animal here after all. You have a very beastly side to you as well. Pull out and come here. Come on. Let us rest in the grass. Can you pet me? Like you did last time? Thank you. It feels really nice to have your hands moving over my fur. Even though I'm the one who's supposed to be the warden here, you can make me feel so safe. You're amazing. I love you. Darling, will you stay here with me? Will you help me raise our children? You will? Oh, goddess! Yes, I'm so happy! But are you certain? I must admit, I expected to raise the child on my own for the most part. I don't want you to feel forced to stay. You already knew this is what you wanted? I'm so happy you feel the same way! I guess you did have a lot of time to think about since we last met. I'm relieved. I'm happy. I've lived so long on my own out here. I never thought I would eventually meet with a human. But I guess miracles does happen. I love you, my beautiful. beautiful darling. I'll be your dear wife. Together, we will watch over the forest. I will make sure the creatures here know your position. Right beside me. I love you.